Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, where we grow, hydrate, purify, and heal ourselves on all levels through compassionate and conscious conversations as we together ride this wave of humanity awakening. I am Ivy Rose, and I share these medicinal, cozy conversations from the perspective of a medicine woman, colon hydrotherapist, and living medical-grade water steward. I wish to help you become the medicine that you seek in your body and life, and that you will leave each of these episodes differently than you came. So let us sow the seeds of our inner and outer transformation together as we anchor and flow into our highest timeline. And so it is. Aho. Hey, Kayla. Hello, sister. Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, and thank you so much for joining me today. I know that we are about to have such a good conversation that I know is going to be nourishing and helpful and supportive to a lot of people. So thank you so much for being with me here today. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much, Ivy, for having me. I know we've been wanting to do this for a little bit now, so I'm really, really excited to dive in. This is going to be good.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've been planning this conversation for a good number of weeks, and I think that this is happening in perfect timing because what we're going to talk about has surely, like, the story has kept evolving for you over the last few weeks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So for our audience today, we are going to be talking a lot about cleansing and living water and the illumination that comes when we lean into proper elimination out of our bodies. And so to give everybody a little bit of background, Kayla and I, we're both sisters within a living water community. So we both drink medical grade living water. We both have businesses surrounding medical grade living water. We've got some great plans and intentions on how we're going to, you know, how we share this water with others and how we help other people change their lives. Kayla and I, we both met, is it 2 years ago already? It was the summer of 2021. We met at this reunion where we were wonderful participants together out in a dewy field in the sunlight. And it was a really, really beautiful experience. That was good, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That was a good meeting place for sure.
Yeah. So we met in like auspicious, really beautiful circumstances, and we grew a little bit of sisterhood. And over these last, you know, months and years, we've stayed connected and, you know, witnessing each other on the journey. It's such a beautiful thing. And I'm so happy that we are, you know, connected colleagues within the business that we do, but that we're also here in like really supportive sisterhood at a time where, at least for me, repairing those like sisterhood bonds is so important. You feel me on that?
Yeah, it is. It is really important to sisterhood and just relationships built off of just love and support, and also just healthy relationships. I'm all about them.
It's so important. It's so important. Yeah. So how's everything going today for you? How are you feeling?
Everything's good. I'm really excited to talk about this cleansing and even learn some more from you. You know, I did listen to your original podcast the other day on enemas. So okay. I listened to it and I learned a lot. And so yeah. I've been learning a lot from you, and I know everyone listening and watching, they're going to be learning a ton today. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, thank you. I love that you've been listening, and the journey of learning how to purge things out of the body is such a transformational journey. And I am beyond grateful that you are willing to, you know, vulnerably share what has been real in your experience and what you're moving through, because these are conversations that not a lot of people have or really know how to have these conversations, or what these conversations even lead to, or in my experience, how necessary these conversations are. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So for you, let's share with our audience, what is it that is on your heart and on your body to share today?
Yeah. I guess just getting the message out about, like you said, cleansing and purging through the enemas, and really just getting all of that toxic buildup, depending on how, you know, regular or constipated you've been, out of your gut We all know gut health and listening to our gut is so important. And for a lot of people, constipation is normal and a regular thing where, regular bowel movements aren't. They weren't for me. And when I started drinking the medical grade living water, I started to be able to go to the bathroom more regularly. And I was like, oh, I am winning. I am winning now because I'm going to the bathroom more regularly. And so what I want to talk about is that it's about even more than that. Like, that's the first step is to be going regularly. And there's more than that that I didn't know about that I've learned from you. And so it's really cool to be cleansing on this deeper level now and feel the clarity that comes with it. And so I'm excited to, share that because I know a lot of people are looking for this information. They just don't know they are because it's not widely talked about and shared about.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you entirely, entirely. Like your journey. Well, you and I, we didn't even expect to be bonding over cleansing, I don't think, right? When we started talking a lot more, what is it, a couple of weeks ago or is it a couple of months ago already? Time is so weird for me. But when we started talking, how did that even come up? How did the journey of cleansing even come up? Because I think you're on like now a deeper journey and process, right, within your own body. That I don't think you knew that you were about to be embarking on this part of the journey, right?
Yeah. No, I definitely didn't have this on my radar. I'd heard of enemas before. I'd only really heard of coffee enemas, and I knew I was really sensitive to caffeine. I didn't like the idea of putting coffee anywhere but here, and even there was too much for me. So, me and you were we were chatting about something completely different. We were talking about business and different things about the water, and you just asked me super casually, you were like, so how's your gut health? And when you asked me that, I was like, huh, I don't know how my gut health is. And I think I even shared that with you. I was like, well, it's better now that I have, electrically reduced water. I'm pooping more regularly. I was like, but sometimes I eat stuff and my stomach will hurt, or I'll feel things that I don't know what they are. And so I was unaware that my gut health needed improving. I didn't know there was another way to go about it. So I'm happy that you brought the question up in such an indirect way, right? You just be like, so how's your gut health? Like, how's this going? You didn't go straight into all the things that you could do for it, which I was open to. But it got me thinking and it got me wondering and it got me curious. And it's the same thing with the water. I really got thinking and wondering and curious as soon as I started to realize all water tastes different. All water is a different price. All water is branded differently. What does it make a difference which water you drink? And of course it does, but I wouldn't have known that had I not gotten curious, had I not started watching like documentaries on water, had I not seen people posting different things on it. And so I'm grateful to anybody and everybody who kind of asks questions that I haven't thought of before. Because I'm a really curious person and I'm always looking for things to make myself feel better, of course. And so you just asked it super casually and it got me thinking. And then that just kind of led from there. And you just really started to help me understand what real cleansing is. And I didn't know either that pooping once a day was still considered constipated. I didn't know that. So that's the first I ever heard of that.
It's a revolutionary concept, right? That if we're eating more than one meal the day before, we should be pooping more than one poop on the current day, right? Because even, I have so many clients that will go to a doctor and say, I'm pooping once every 4 days, I'm pooping once every 5 days. The doctor will say, oh, that's normal, when really if we understand the human body as a system of systems and as like the mechanism that it is, there's an input hole and there's an output hole, you know, and we're a magnificent tube system. So whatever we're putting in the mouth, it's got to get out, you know, within a certain time frame. If not, it starts to pollute the body, because just like as if we left food on the counter, you know, or food in a slightly warm, dark, moist oven, you know, over 24 hours, you wouldn't eat it after 24 hours of it sitting out. You wouldn't eat it after 48 hours of it sitting out, right? It's like it wouldn't be safe for our consumption. So why do we think that, you know, if we're eating things, but it's staying in the body and not coming out fast enough, right? Like just as it will do not good things sitting on the countertop, you know, and being in the warm, moist, dark environment of the body, it's a much different situation, you know? And I remember that when you and I first met like 2 years ago, when we were bonding on that beautiful lawn, I remember that both of us were sharing like our challenges that we've had with our skin, right? Like I've had skin stuff go on like my whole life. I've had such bad acne at times, like rashes, hives, all of the stuff, but always like acne. And what was it you shared that you had struggled with your skin as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I was just drinking bottled waters and tap waters, I was only pooping about every 3 to 4 days. And so my skin was extremely broken out, cystic acne. It was in my neck, around my neck. It was in my, behind my ears. It was all over my face. And as soon as I changed my water, actually things started to clear up, because those toxins, I didn't even think about it, you know, they just weren't sitting in there anymore. So the skin stuff is, yeah, it's been huge. So for sure.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. You're welcome. And you know, like so many people have skin issues and we don't look at the colon, you know, like I always try to teach people, when we've got stuff going on in the skin, it's because our main organ of elimination, our colon, isn't getting the toxins into the toilet well enough. So it'll start overwhelming other organs of elimination. And so, right, our skin, largest organ, it's going to have to participate. And so often with skin problems, we try to affect it from, right, just like from surface level, from the skin coming in, not recognizing that most of us easily have a good 5 to 25 pounds of old putrefying waste in the body at all times. And if we're not ever going to look at that, how much better can things really get in the body, right? Mm. So your skin started changing with living water. And so your bowel movements, you said you went from like pooping once every 3 to 4 days to being a daily pooper with living water.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm 2 years drinking it right now. How long for you?
Yeah, it's about 2.5, I think. 2.5 years. And it went from every 3 to 4 days to every day, sometimes every other day. That's basically where it jumped.
Okay. And at that stage, you were still feeling like some digestive issues at times, right? Like some cramping or some bloating, or like what did your belly feel like? Because often, right, we don't recognize that our gut is unwell, or we don't recognize how easy it is being in the body when the gut is well. You know, a lot of digestive issues that people have, they don't realize that those are optional and that the body isn't supposed to feel like that.
Yeah, I mean, totally. Like when you're dehydrated, you don't know that you're not supposed to have regular headaches and brain fog and cystic acne and this, all this overwhelmingly stuff. And then you start to come out of it and you're like, whoa, I actually can feel different. I actually can feel better. And so with the digestive stuff, you know, I did feel a lot better once I switched my water. But I still, like, it would be like cramping, like you said, and it would be like, sometimes waking up like in the middle of the night with like extreme stomach pain and like just like praying to get through it because it was so bad, and like really recognizing that was like something was like detoxing in the night, like something was moving something, and it was just like waking up to that and being like, what did I eat? And so ever since doing these enemas, I'm actually being a lot more, I can actually feel things quicker. I don't know. I was going to ask you about that. Like, is that pretty normal? You know, like you start doing enemas and you create space. And then it's like, I noticed, you know, I was like eating like, I was eating like cheese, and then I ate it was dairy like two or three times in a row, where it just like it hit my stomach and just hurt like right away. Like it just hurt, and I was like, I didn't ever feel this before, like in this way, this quickly. And I'm like, am I just more connected to my gut now? Like, is my gut just communicating with me more?
Yeah, isn't it marvelous? I mean, it's not good that you're feeling discomfort, but when we, and I mean, I feel like we're jumping a couple stages in the conversation
We
right now.
are.
I wanted people to catch up, but to quickly, and I'm sure we'll dive back into this, but when we start removing the residual waste that's like literally stuck and impacted in most people's digestive tracts, right? So from our mouth hole to our butthole, we're like a 30, 32, 30 foot, 33 foot long tube, you know, and how this tube functions affects everything about us, from our mental health to our hormones to our glandular systems to like our, you know, allergies. 80% of our immune system is nestled within the colon. The colon has supposedly more neurotransmitters in it than the entire brain and spinal column combined. So like so much of our nervous system is in our gut. Like our gut is really the regulator of the entire body. And I tell people this all the time, like statistically, 90% of all diseases begin in the gut. That's why, you know, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, I became a colon hydrotherapist because I was like, well, I've been constipated my whole life, right? 20 years of pooping once a week, that will screw you up royally. And so understanding that, okay, if I learn how to master the colon, and if the colon is the home of where 90% of all diseases begin, well, if I can master the colon, I can hopefully guarantee that I won't experience 90% of the problems that most people do, right? So when we start removing that stuff from the colon, knowing that the colon has such a major role in the functioning of everything about the body, because whatever's in the colon, right, if it's old rotting poop, it's parasites, it's yeast, it's bad bacteria, the colon feeds directly into the blood supply. So whatever's stuck in the colon is going to be constantly being reabsorbed into the body. So that's where we go with auto intoxication, which means that the shit that's putrefying in your own body is continually reintoxicating you because of the bad ingredients in it, plus all of the very negative opportunistic organisms that are in it. So we have this auto intoxication going all the time. So you start doing your enemas, you start cleaning out all of that junk in the trunk, plus opportunistic organisms that we'll talk about that come out with it. And then it's like you're losing that buffer in your colon, right? That's part of your nervous system. So when you don't have that like buffer in your body, that's like stifling how much you actually feel, right? Like even when it comes to like our gut feelings and our intuition and instinct, for me, it is so gut-based. So that's why when we start clearing this shit out, we become so much more like clear in our mind, in our discernment. Sorry, I'm kind of going off right now. But we become so much more clear in those ways, as well as we have much more immediate communication with the body, clear and accurate body communication. So it's like we're bringing, yeah, like the communication system of the body back online. So now you ate something that your body doesn't want, and as soon as it hits your stomach, your body's like, Kayla. Hey, Kayla, no more of that shit. That isn't what we need right now, right? And so that's the first step, is that you get to that place of body communication where you taste it, you put it in your, like in, you swallow it, and you can immediately feel, okay, my body doesn't want this. The next stage that that goes to, as soon as you put the thing, whatever it is in your mouth, like it's a jelly bean, or it's like even a supplement that your body doesn't want, as soon as you put it in your mouth, then you recognize, because the communication is even more discerned. And then the next stage that it gets to, and this is where I've been for a few years, as soon as you touch the item with your hand, you feel if your body wants it or not. You don't even have to put it in your mouth. You don't even have to eat it. So just so you know, that's where that goes to. So now if I'm shopping at the grocery store and it's like, what am I going to eat for dinner today? I can literally go and touch something, and I take away my own opinion of it. I try to like remove any bias of what my brain or what my personality thinks. Instead, you just feel it. And then in my stomach, I can immediately feel like a yay or a nay. Does that make sense? Okay, so tell me more of your experience.
That's really helpful. You breaking that down like that, and it makes sense that if we were like stuffed up, if we were like backed up, we would be almost numb to what we were putting in. And so That just makes so much sense because with the cleansing with the water, I've noticed I've became more sensitive to like everything. And it's like even just a little bit of sugar, I can have just a little bit, but if it's a line over that, I'm like, it's crazy. And so it's really cool. It's really, really cool to be getting more in tune with my body and getting more in tune with my gut and my mental health, because you said, like with your intuition and everything, it's like my mental health, my intuition, like, yeah, it's like it's louder now. It's louder, For those listening and watching, I started the enemas, what's it been? Probably over a month ago. And I've probably done around, I don't know, 20-ish of them at home, in the bathroom, by myself. And it's just been amazing because it's such a affordable tool, to buy the enema kit. You sent me the link that you recommended and just, putting the water in there, the water that's, clean that we trust. In there, the warm water, and it's been very therapeutic. Like I almost look forward to it, and I do look forward to it. Whereas when I first started, I definitely wasn't looking forward to it. I was like, because when we first start anything, it's you're gonna have more of an experience with the getting rid of things, and so it's just been so much in there. Like I'm such a small person. I'm a little over 100 pounds, and like it's I'm just such a small person that I just didn't think that it was possible for the things to like come out, like the amount of just waste that's been like in there. And I'm just so thankful. It's like after the first enema, I felt a difference. After the first one, then after the second one and the third one, and I'm like, oh, I feel clearer. I feel a little bit more energy. I feel more capable. Like it's just amazing. And you just don't hear a lot of people talking about it. And so that's why I came out to share today to shed some light on this.
I appreciate this so much. To me, what you're saying is golden and exactly what people need to hear because this is your real experience, right? And you want to share it because you are embodying now this knowledge through your physical body and you feel it, you see it. But if we can back up like just a little bit, when we first started talking about enemas, because like I want to approach this conversation even from the place of, when a lot of people have listened to me talk about poop. And people are curious, but a lot of people are like, I don't want to put anything in my butt. I don't want to think about that. That sounds messy. That sounds uncomfortable. Am I going to have to do it all the time? What if it doesn't feel good? What if it makes things worse? Like normally people have a lot of different feelings even about the idea of enemas. And that's why I think even with you, I approached it very gingerly, just being like, hey, how's your gut health? Because I knew that you had dealt with skin stuff. So automatically, I know if there's skin stuff going on, there's going to be colon and liver stuff going on no matter what. And so if you haven't done enemas or colonics before, then it's like, I know you got poop up there. And I know that if you get that poop out, it's going to feel really good and some stuff is going to change. But when we first started talking about it, like, what was the process for you of being open to receiving that and being open to trying these things? Like when I first suggested, hey, would you be open to doing enemas at home? Oh, because maybe you mentioned going for colonics. But if you're going to go spend $200, $300 on a couple of colonics, it's like that's going to be an amazing experience for you. But two or three colonics is not going to clean shit out of a person. I mean, it will clean a lot out, but it's like the journey needs to be bigger and more effective than just a few. Like it takes a lot when you've got 30 years of buildup. So what was like that first? How did you open up to the idea? How did you convince yourself of, okay, I'm going to try this thing that seems weird?
Right. Yeah. Honestly, like I was pretty open to it, as long as it wasn't coffee enemas. Again, like whenever I thought of enemas, I had only ever heard of the coffee enemas. And so I didn't know that you could do it with just water. Like I did, but I didn't. I heard a few of these conversations, and I just didn't think it was for me. I didn't know why people would be doing it. I did not know actually what was wrong with people, why they would be in the first place ever doing something like this. And so I was just like, you know, how people can just put it in a category. They're like, oh, that's cool. Not for me though, you know, and keep it moving. That's what I did because I've heard of enemas for probably 3 or 4 years now. But then when you asked me personally about my gut health, I didn't realize that enemas affected your gut health. I didn't know that the colon was this many feet long and that the I didn't know anything about my body as far as like how it actually works. I didn't know we're a tube system. I didn't think about every time you eat it needs to come out. So just with your expertise and your background of what you do and how you were asking me and that I really was having some issues still with my gut health, I just was open to it right away. And I think one of the first things I asked you about was the coffee enemas, and you were like, no, like you don't have to do coffee enemas, especially if you're, you know, sensitive to coffee, sensitive to caffeine. But I just had this thought. I read Mr. What was I read Dr. Shinya's book, The Enzyme Factor, and in there it was talking about enemas, and he was talking about coffee enemas. Again, so he was talking about coffee enemas. And so, even from this expert, I heard about enemas still, but I was still like, nah, like, not the coffee thing. And so, for some people, it could just be like a little like miscommunication about what even an enema is and what its use is. What in the world do we need these for? As soon as I figured out the facts, which took like 1 minute, like you sending me a voice note about the facts, I was all in, and you sent me the supplies, like the links. And I think within like the week or two, I had them ordered. There was a little hesitation, because you know, I think my body, you know, things in the body, the organisms, the parasites, those types of things. I think that they have definitely didn't want me to start down this path. And so there was some resistance
And
there.
they really influence the mind. You know, they produce neurotoxins. So parasites in us, everybody, they can influence your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, and the choices you make. Okay, go on.
Yeah. I mean that's extremely important that you just mentioned that because you know when you say something like they didn't want me to, it's like you can kind of sound like, oh, like are you schizophrenic? Like what's going on with your mental health? And it's like no, like when you're backed up and sluggish and like you have all of these like intrusive thoughts and these like crazy stuff going on up here that you didn't you it's just not coming from you. And then you bring up enemas and, you know, and then your, you know, th thoughts are happening like, oh, you don't want to do that. Like, oh, dude. And you kind of like, you've had experience with these intrusive thoughts since you were a child. I quickly was like, oh, this is something I really need to do. And,
Okay.
this is going to be liberating and, since we're on the topic, I have to mention that even before we talked about gut health and enemas, or maybe it was like at the same time, you mentioned the audiobook Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. And so I gotta put that on here because that had a huge play in me doing the enemas as well. Because anyone who hasn't listened to that, you know, Napoleon Hill, interviewed the devil and you know call it what you will there's the it's really valuable there's this part where you know it talks about one of his greatest tricks is getting people to overeat and getting them to be backed up and have the intoxication from the poop from the overeating from everything and getting their digestive systems over time to stop working and so that they'll be lazy so that they'll be disconnected, you know, so that they won't be in control of their vessel. And when I heard that, all my hair stood on end. And it was like, God is speaking to me. Like, God is like, this is your next step on this process. Like, it's time to get this extra baggage, like literally this extra weight out of you, this darkness that you don't even know is there. And so, it was a lot of like stars aligning for me. It was like, this is the next step. And when something's the next step, I always get around to it eventually. And so that's how it all started.
Amazing. I'm so happy that you mentioned that book because when I was listening to that book, and I've listened to it a couple times, when it comes to that point of in the book where how we treat our body and how we take care of our body and the role that, the devil or Satan or whatever has in how we eat and how we treat this body. And as you said, like when we're so bunged up and we've got all of these different opportunistic organisms like working in our body, they're all different pieces of consciousness. Those are all different consciousnesses that are inhabiting our body and like right a very pr like primary part of our nervous system. So I don't think that most people understand that so many of our addictions, our body dysmorphias, the way that we overeat ourselves, the way that we become very gluttonous, it all has to do with what is so unholy and occupying us from the inside out. As spiritual as that sounds, I'm actually saying it from like a medical standpoint, but it's also very spiritual, right? And even for myself, like if, and I mean, I don't put myself in this place anymore, but if I used to go a period of time without doing enemas or colonics, I start getting to this place where I start getting a little puffy. I start getting a little pudgy. My belly becomes really bloated. My emotions change. My sleep changes. And I get to the place where I don't want to drink water. Like, I just physically don't want to drink water. And all that I do want to do is eat. I want a snack. I want to eat. I want bread. I want cookies. I just want stuff. And then you just get into that inflammatory, dehydrated place where you just consume and consume. And you just feel, I don't know, hungry. You don't even know how you feel. You just keep eating. And when I see people, it's like, that's just so evident that this is what is happening in so many of us, right? We just consume and consume and consume, not recognizing that it's like we really have to purge the stuff out of the body so that we can get back to like who we really are and what we really are. And like you said, like how this body actually operates. How crazy is it that we're in our 30s and no one knows how these bodies work, right? We know what we have to do to maintain our car, we know what we have to do to maintain our home, but like the body is just the body. But what I want to ask you said when I understood the facts, I was all in immediately. So for you to help our listeners understand, what were those things that, whether I said them or whatever, what were those things that you were like, okay, I have to do this because I now see my condition is the reason that I must change?
Yeah, so when I understood that it could be done with just warm water alone, and that it could be done at home with a kit off of Amazon for less than $50, and when I understood that, also here's a huge piece to it because I think a lot of people do think it's gonna be messy, as in like, I don't know, there's gonna be like poop on the floor, there's gonna be like a big mess to clean up on the carpet. As soon as I kind of understood that, no, you're actually, because I'm getting this now. I didn't know that the poop that come out was going in the toilet. I thought people were like, because I saw on someone's Instagram story, like them laying on their side to do an enema and they were on a towel. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, that's disgusting. Like, you're an animal. Like, whoa. And so soon as I heard you say that you empty it in the toilet, that you do it in the bathroom and then you empty it in the toilet, and my bathroom is just a very tiny bathroom and it's just gonna be me and I can do it at home. No one's has to watch over me. I don't need a doctor. And that was it for me. It was like those facts. It was like, okay, the poop's going in the toilet, the water's going, up the butt. And and that part too, for me, I don't know. I did kind of like feel like, I don't know about this. This is like kind of odd, like to, things come out, they don't go in there. But When I got my enema kit, you know, it said to use something like some coconut oil, something that's like, you know, a lubricant. Okay. That was actually really big for me too. Like, I needed to know, like, I needed to have it all laid out for me, like each step. And then, of course, knowing that, okay, it's going to be clean because I'm going to be using the best water. And knowing that it gets heated up to the 107 degrees, so having my little thermometer and like making sure the water was right on point with the temperature, knowing I would have the oil, and that also that I had the 2.5 water to sanitize everything like afterwards, like that for me, like it, like those things are really like huge for me, because just the idea of it being like messy or being like germy. I'm not a really germy person, but when it comes to poop, I've had a lot of struggles with poop, like talking about poop, pooping in general. I didn't want to poop. Like at some point I just didn't even want to poop anymore, because like, I don't know. Like, so my body
is, like in your adult life, you went through a phase where you just didn't even
I just
want to
didn't
poop.
want to poop. I just didn't want to deal with it. I didn't want to smell poop. I didn't want to, I didn't want other people to talk about poop or fart or dogs to poop. Or poop has been this like huge like hurdle for me. And I'm sharing this because I know someone else feels this way. So to feel like I can have, I have the power to actually clean this out and get rid of this in a clean manner, in an organized manner, with steps that are very easy to follow. That was everything for me, because it was like, oh, this is easy. This is easy. This is safe. This is pretty quick too. And it's like, you feel so much better. But yeah, I've went through a lot of poop things. So for even me to be like talking to you on this podcast right now about this, I think me like 2 years ago, like it was just like this bit, like poop was like shameful, like really shameful. And this whole, I don't really know where it all came from, but I've gotten over that, as you can tell. And it feels good, because poop is a part of life, right? And so it's just something that we should all choose to face and figure out and get informed on, because it's just a part of life.
Oh, exactly. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. And I commend you on your courage to be this vulnerable in sharing this journey, because, you know, a lot of that stuff's not easy to grow through. And, you know, it's not always easy to be that honest about, like, this is what I was experiencing. You know, poop was weird for me. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want anything with it, you know? And then to look at where you are now, when you've just embraced that this process is necessary, you know, in this world that we live in, right? We know that how important it is to brush our teeth. We don't question that, you know, but right, the other end of us, to understand that this world is so polluted that, you know, what's happened to, you know, our food system and just, you know, everything, medications, pharmaceuticals, but then just, you know, the toxicity that happens everywhere in all ways for us. But then again, through the organisms that are inhabiting our bodies when we have accumulated waste in the body. If you don't have accumulated waste in the body, these opportunistic negative organisms have nothing to feed on and live in, you know? So us becoming really cognizant of it is literally of the utmost importance. And if we have poop problems and we ignore them, again, you know, doctors say, I mean, the old doctors who were good doctors would say that death begins in the colon. 90% of diseases begin in the colon. So for everybody out there listening, like, if we have poop problems, or even if we're just a once a day pooper, that's still a poop problem. And no matter what, these things lead to other problems. It's just, it's cause and effect. There's no other way around it. It's not Ivy's opinion. This is just what is factual in the human body, you know? So I commend you for all this work that you're doing. And I want to ask you to share with us, like, what were the first enemas like compared to where you're at now, you know, that you're in the, you know, the 20s of your enemas? Because of course, you know, when people come in for their first colonics, I'm like, it's going to be weird. The first ones are the worst ones, you know, because that's when you start purging out all this shit for the first time, normally, like that deeper stuff that's been stuck in there. So, you know, and that to me makes it a bit harder to convince people to do it, mm-hmm. because it's like, okay, your first one's, they're going to be the worst, you know, it's going to be uncomfortable. You're going to, Because your colon, again, is so much of your nervous system. As we're purging this, you're going to feel the toxicity of what's leaving your body, and you're going to have to lean in. And often, cleansing can take us to a place inside of ourselves where it can feel very primal. It can feel very intense. It can feel extremely cathartic. It can feel so physical and so like metaphysical at the same time. So, what's your experience been now through, the journey of my first few colonics, what they were like, or enemas, to now? Now you're like a veteran at it. Now you're seeing like the that it is, right?
It was a journey. It was definitely a journey. I move fast, and so sometimes I skip steps. And one of the steps that I didn't that I skipped was like with the thermometer with the water. And so one of my first like three ones that I did had the water a little too hot. And so I don't know if you remember me telling you afterwards that like I was hurting the next day, like my belly, well, I know why I was hurting now is because I literally put like water in there that was just a few degrees too warm. And so just for everybody listening, like it is really important that you use a thermometer to make sure the water is the right temperature. My partner, he was like, well, yeah, it's like your internal organs. Like you gotta, it's not just like, pouring it like right on your
Don't boil.
skin. And I was like, he was like, why? Like he gave you the correct temperature. Like, why didn't you like, I don't know. I was excited. And I was like wanting to do it. So I did that a couple of times. Like I used too hot of water. It was probably like over 110 degrees or something. The water was too hot.
Ooh.
And once it went in, it didn't feel too hot, but then the after effects, like later, I could feel it. So I just wanted to say that for anyone who like just wants to do this on their own and they're just like, oh, I don't have to measure the water. It's like, yeah, definitely do that. But for the enema itself, like the first, I mean, I was just honestly like it was just like a big it was like a big like basically like a ceremony for me. Like I had to like be like, okay, this is happening, I'm doing it, it's going down, we're doing this. And it's like as soon as the water went in there, like I couldn't like hold any of it. Like as immediately I had to get on the toilet, immediately I had to like let it go. And so it was like that, like over and over and over again. And there were some things moving out. Like there was poop coming out, and there were parasites, there were worms, like from the very first time. So like immediately when I saw that, I was like, okay, this is why I'm doing this. Like it was they were right there. Like within that first time, I couldn't even believe it. I thought,
Okay. I know our listeners right now are like, how do you know, Kayla? What did you see? What did it feel like?
yeah.
I know you're getting so curious.
Well,
Like, did
well, I'm trying to think now.
product
Was
releases?
it really on the first time that I saw them? Because I know like the whole thing is they die with the water like drowning them, which I didn't know either. So it may have been on the second time. How do I know? Because I have eyes and because I looked in the toilet. I don't know why there's so many people out here that are in denial that we don't have worms inside of us. People are just straight up scared out of their wits about this. And the thing about it is, it's like it's better out than in. And it was well, if it looks like one, then it was one. Like and so like there were a few like worms on like the second on I think it was the second one. I don't think the first. I'm gonna have to like backtrack on that. But it could have been the first. So there was that going on. I didn't spend a lot of time examining anything. I'm not taking pictures of anything like that. I just flushed the toilet and then boom, I'm back on the floor and putting the rest of the water in there. But I'm gonna say on that like second or third enema, I was like praying. I was like praying to God, like to please like help me get through it, because At that point, I guess like it started to get into deeper cleansing in the colon. And so like I was able to hold more water was able to go in. And once that water went a little bit deeper, it brought out some things that were like stuck in there. And I've never experienced anything like that in my life. My stomach kind of like made like a little like gurgle gurgle noise. And then it was like the gates of hell just opened and it started to just, it just started, and it is what it is, right? So, like, just being honest, it just started to explode
Yeah.
out. And, like, the pain basically in my stomach, it was like poop pains. If anyone's experienced poop pains, like, you have to breathe through it. You have to let go. You have to like be a willing like vessel for it to come out. Like you can't try to like squeeze it. So I was sitting there like all tense and like trying to like, I don't know, like get through it. And then it was like I started, the only thing that helped me was breathing through it. I started to breathe and just like let it go. Like truly just let that shit go. And I just never thought it was gonna stop. I just couldn't believe like all that had been in there. And that was like, on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday or Thursday, the same thing happened. And so it was like a handful of these enemas were so much coming out in such crazy amounts of like, oh my gosh, like pain and like, just so much happening at once, like just coming, like not only just coming out physically, but like emotionally and like sweating and just feeling like I can't believe that was in there. I cannot believe that. Like,
And it's not like it's the water that's making you feel a way. You're literally feeling your body purge and it's cathartic. And for me, like, I remember that intensity when I had my first two colonics. I thought I was gonna die on the woman's toilet. Like, I was in that place of praying because, like, oh my God, what is coming out of my body? I've never experienced this. I feel like I'm gonna die. Like, what is all of this? And it's not stopping. And you feel it when your body's purging out such deep, deep things, you feel it everywhere at once. But as soon as it's out, you're like, oh my God, right? Like, praise God, I feel amazing. But for you, in those moments, did it even like feel like spiritual warfare physically in the body?
oh yeah, it felt so like heavy and dark and like just not it didn't feel like just like poop. It didn't feel like just poop. It felt like it just felt really dense. It felt really dense and the colors, the smells, like all of it was like I've never experienced anything like that. Like it was just like piling up in the toilet, like straight up. Like it was like almost like black. Like I people like they need to know. Like I'm not saying this would be for you if it happens to you, but or you decide to go on this journey. But I mean, I was just so thankful. Like I was just so thankful. Like people get freaked out when you start bringing up enemas and parasites and all that. Like they get like freaked out. Oh my God, no, I can't hear anything else. And it's like I feel like okay, that's the parasites talking. Like they don't want you to address this. Like you're bigger than that. Like you're more powerful than like anything that could be lurking around in your gut, like feeding off of your old poop, bro. Like
Right? What was the smell to you? And I mean, that's such a gross question, but I always ask people, like, what did it smell like to you? Because everybody gives me a different answer. Like, one man that I got him doing enemas, he told me, he's like, Ivy, it smells ancient. That's the only word I can use is
I don't
ancient.
know.
You know, and I know in peace they say, like, that we purge the demons of the soul through the bowels. No, that's those are Jesus's teachings, because we are unholier within than we are without, So for you, what is the what was moving through you to know that, and to let everybody know that this shit is in all of us. All y'all have junk in the trunk, worms, yeast, the parasites, all of it, and we unlock it from the body. We remove it from the body simply with water. Warm, purified water, best quality water you can get. It doesn't have to be medical grade water, but it's gonna work better and it's gonna be better, but yeah.
The smell was like it's not just a poop smell. I don't know what the smell was. I just know I was flushing it. I was just flushing the toilet, like just like again and again, and it was. I let me just say, I've never smelled that smell in my life, and I haven't smelled that smell since then. Even doing the enema still, like that smell has only been those first few times. And so it was like purging out some kind of demonic entity. For listeners, like I've dealt with really like dark stuff that I don't know if that's what was coming out in the toilet, but it sure felt like I had a huge weight like just released after that. And like I said, my mental health is better. It was better immediately. It was better immediately. I didn't have as many intrusive thoughts. I didn't have as many insecurities. I had the best month in my business, like right when I started doing the enemas, like and just hilarious. And I'm just so grateful. And so whatever it is, and that's another thing, people get real curious about what's coming out, and like, yeah, like you're asking these specific questions. I'm gonna tell you this, those first couple times, I really didn't look that hard. I didn't even try to smell that. I was just like, whatever it is, gone. Whatever it is, gone. Whatever it is, gone. That's how I felt about it. That's how I felt about it. And because I don't know, I didn't even want to be in the same room with this anymore. Like I just had to get it out of the, you know what I'm saying? Like people are taking pictures and all of that. There was no time for that for me. I was like, I'm on a mission.
This is amazing. And so for you, like energetically and like you said, even like consciously, even like mentally, how big of a shift is this from like 2 months ago to right now? Like how you feel in your body, how you feel in your mind, like how big of a difference is there in like your daily experience of Kayla as a human, you as a soul having this experience in your body? You know, like how drastic is this simply by putting water up your butt and getting all the shit out?
It's quantum. It's
Like medicine, deep
yeah,
therapy.
no,
Sorry, go on.
it's true. It is medicine, and it's totally quantum. It's totally like jumping timelines. Like it's totally like becoming a new person or getting back to the person who you truly are, rather. I was experiencing so many mental health issues even after changing my water. Before changing my water, oh my goodness, it was in such a dark place. And then I was still experiencing these things though, because that stuff was building up in there. So as soon as that stuff let go, it was almost immediate. I no longer feel like I have to regulate myself. Like my nervous system is
What do you
just
mean?
regulated. Like I'm serious. Like I was having to pull out all these different tricks and all these different stops and all these different things, these different tools and stuff before, just to feel regulated in my own body, just to feel like calm. And it's like, yeah, I'm still drinking my water, I'm still taking my magnesium, I'm still getting plenty of rest and trying to eat well. But these enemas, this is the best tool I've found. This is the best tool I've found for sure. Like I recommend it to anybody and everybody. And the more resistance you have to it, obviously, the more important it is to do. I will say that as well, because I know there's someone listening is like, oh, hell no. And it's like, all of our thoughts are not ours, people. All of our thoughts are not ours. And we need to be aware of that. And if you have nasty thoughts, if you have thoughts of hurting someone or doing something that's out of your character, those are not coming from God. Those are not coming from love. And those things could be rooted in poop in your gut. Because ever since I cleaned my gut out, which is still in process, I'm taking it slow, I'm taking it easy. I'm telling you, I don't, I'm telling you, it's at least 75% better. It's at least 75% better. And it got 75% better after I changed my water. And so it's like, wow, like this is just so cool. I feel so liberated. I feel so free to know that I have this tool forever. And if I was to ever get constipated, it's like I have the enema kit. Like, it's right there. Like, I don't have to stay like this. You know, I used to pray to poop sometimes. Like, I used to get so backed up that I'd be like, I do anything to poop. I do anything to poop. I drink all this water, take this magnesium, you know, I would use this tool or do this thing. And it's like, dude, all you have to do is put water. I mean, I just never knew. And it's so simple, and the best things usually are. So it's really not surprising. I'm just so grateful for you, Ivy, for introducing me to enemas and opening up the conversation and having me on here today, because it's been game changing, you guys. It's been really, really game changing. And I feel like I want to shout it from the mountaintops. And so that's why I was so open to coming on here and sharing today.
Thank you. And I would love for you to keep coming back and like sharing as the journey continues, because as you keep cleansing out the body, it's like, right, all of these changes that you're talking about, it keeps evolving, you know, and it's just crazy that an enema is so simple and it is such a multidimensional tool. You know, it's like my colonic machine is behind me right there. And, you know, that machine has been the biggest spiritual tool that I've had. And you don't think that that's what it's going to be, but that's what it is. So for you now, it's like, you know, that your enema can be medicine for anything, for allergies, for a bad mood, for pent up like emotion and stress, for better sleep. Like the enema can help with everything, you know, whatever's going on, you can enema yourself to balance with it. And what you said about your nervous system regulation, to me, that is so huge. I've never heard anybody say that from their experience. And I think that there's so much value in that. And again, everybody, your gut is such a huge part of the nervous system. So like, if your gut isn't well, we have to become self-responsible for this. But so for you, you know, the process of now learning enemas, now you're seasoned with it. Now you know how to do it really easily. You know how to like fit it into your days when it's important. Like, how easy is this compared to not doing it and being resilient? Like, because that world, like you prior to enemas, you know, there's probably more inertia, more friction, more resistance, more like, more of like just those energies, my assumption is, right?
Yeah.
How easy was it? You just have to learn, you know, you just have to buy a few pieces of equipment that'll last you years.
Yeah. I mean, it's so much easier, so much easier to feel in control of your own body, to feel in control of your own mind. And that's the gift that enemas gifted me. But if you've been in that dark space for a very long time, you may just think that's who you are. You may just think that's who you are and that you're just in a shitty mood 24/7 and you have this, you know, pessimistic attitude. You know, I know so many people like this, and I was one of them. And just, you know, even, you know, my son coming around and being in a good mood, or my partner coming around and being in a good mood, I like trigger the rah, in me, the ugh. And like, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. I'm not born to be like that, you know? And just feeling like you're at the mercy of like your digestive system is just not a good feeling either when it's not working well. Like, you know, where it's just over time, like gotten to be this thing where you're not pooping, like feeling like I felt like I was at the mercy of, you know, caffeine and alcohol, before the water. And then after the water, you know, it's like, I felt like I was at the mercy of my emotions and like, just my thoughts and my emotions. Yeah. I'm creating my reality literally. And I knew how important it was to, how important your thoughts are. But if you, gosh, it's so funny because everyone's out here, you know, really like they're trying to write affirmations and trying to change their thoughts and trying to have a positive attitude. And it's like, okay, like, but if you've got shit stuck in your stomach, it's going to be really hard. It's going to be really hard. And you're going to beat yourself up over and over and over again. Every time you fall on your face, every time you act like an asshole. And it may be that there's a physical reason for the mental imbalance. There's always going to be, I heard this the other day, there's always a physical reason for every mental imbalance. And I was like, that's so simple, but it's so true. People separate mental health into this one category, and they don't think that what they eat and drink and how they're pooping and even affect that. And it's like, I had no idea my gut health included enemas. I had no idea that I thought parasites were a thing people were trying to scare people with to sell their products, to sell their cleanses. I really just thought, like, I thought all kinds of crazy thoughts that weren't mine, like about these things. And so if you are really skeptical of something, it might be really time to check your thoughts and be like, are these thoughts my own? Where do these thoughts originate from? Because, I mean, we could have a whole podcast, a whole episode on intrusive thoughts, because that's how, badly, that's how majorly it was affecting me. And so I'm so grateful. It's so much easier to answer your question to do these enemas and to get especially that like initial bunch of stuff out, right? And get to the bottom of it. I'm so excited to continue cleansing and yeah, keep everybody posted and just to feel better. So thank you so much, Ivy.
Oh my God, thank you so much. And thank you for sharing like the initiation that it's been also for you. Because those first ones, everybody, it's an initiation, but you want to go through it. You'll get through it. It's just poop. You're going to get through it. It's just going to be interesting. Right? But everybody, it's so worthwhile. I appreciate you so much. You share so well. I think that you have given people so much to think about, so much to feel about in their bodies, and like really, really good direction and like confidence of like take the path. It's a little weird, but it's worth it. You got to take this path. You can't like, I mean, yeah,
Yeah,
right? You want to take the path and not take the path.
exactly.
I mean, right. Well, I know that you need to skedaddle, but it has been such a blessing having you on the show. I invite you back all the time. I want to hear more about your journey. Also, like let's have an episode on intrusive thoughts soon because that affects all of us. Okay. Anything else that you want to close out with and share with people?
Get your enemas, people.
Okay. And that we have coming up is a lot about that. And everybody, you can get how to contact Kayla and how to connect with her on social media and everything. Everything's going to be in the show
Yay.
notes. Okay, so Kayla, I'm sending you so much love, sister. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being on this gorgeous journey and sharing the real shit and how important shit is and how it's absolutely a piece of the puzzle for
Yes,
everyone.
we all poop. Everybody poops.
You cannot poop when you gotta poop.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we'll see you again soon. So much
Awesome.
love
Thank
to
you,
you, okay?
Ivy. All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye, honey.